You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Live from Oil City, and if you can't hear, you got a very percussive, heavy, and pretty skilled band out there celebrating senior night here in Royal City, and the Hawks getting ready to take on Royal for the second time this season, and this will be the last game of the season for us. We will not qualify for the playoffs as the Hawks at 2-13, 4-15 overall, taking on a Royal team that has our mirror image record. They are 13-2, and the Hawks coming off a tough 81-61 loss against Wallouk this last Tuesday. In this pregame, we will take a look at that Royal game back on January, I believe it was January 10th, as well as that Wallouk game where we were really kind of into it. We had it, I mean, it was within range until late in the fourth quarter, trying to play spoiler with regards to those playoff settings, and we're going to have a long road to hoe tonight against a Royal Knight team that kind of made our lives difficult back in January. We will be back with all of that, as well as recognizing the seniors that we have as they're going to be playing their last game in their career, and of course we'll have a starting lineups, opening tip-off, SCAC standings, and other action in the SCAC reported, and all the rest here is the boys here in Royal City warming up, getting ready to take on the Knights to wrap up the regular season in the SCAC. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball, live from Royal City, right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC. If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
Live from Royal City, senior night
here in Royal, and both teams closing out the regular season. Royal will be going off to the playoffs. Unfortunately, the Hawks will not. On Tuesday, the Hawks came off a frankly tough 81-61 loss against Waluke, and the telling part of it ultimately was kind of the first quarter. We ended up getting outscored 26-13 in the first quarter, so we're trailing by 13, trailed by 15 at half, trailed by 13 again in the third. So except for that disastrous first quarter, we played them very, very close and possibly had a chance to get back into it. We just were never able to stop them on offense. They opened up that first quarter with three, four, five, six. Hank Ward and Edward Jones threes, and that was pretty much the telling of the difference right there. We only had one, but then, you know, we kept it close. 15-13, we got outscored in the second quarter. We outscored them 23-21 in the third, but we simply were unable to stop, in particular, Keaton Zerker. 31 points against us. Corrales contributed another 16 points, but in particular it was the three-point shooting of Zerker that kept ripping our hearts out. Every time it looked like we were going to make a run, Zerker would hit a dagger three, and we simply could not overcome it. The Hawks, I mean, we definitely got our shots on offense. In particular, Caden Kirschbaum, John Perks having excellent games. Caden Kirschbaum, 23 points. John Perks actually leading all Hawks scores with 24 points. And if we simply had been able to keep those threes under control in the first quarter, we might have been well into that game. But unfortunately, we end up losing, as mentioned, 81-61. And taking on a Royal Knight team that is 13-2 in league, and they beat us 81-56 on January 9th back in College Place. That was a game, at least in the first quarter, we were keeping it close. We were trailing 17-12, but then we got outscored 25-14 in the second quarter, and they consistently outscored us even worse in the third quarter, 29-13. The difficulty, 18 points from Dax Jenks and 34 points from Grant Wardnar. Wardnar, in particular, going off in the second half. He got 22 points in the second half, and we simply were not able to keep up. We had contributions from three players in that game. Landon Decime with 12 points, John Perks with 15, Cade Kirschbaum leading all Hawks scorers on the court with 24 points. But clearly what we need to do is to control the scoring of Wardnar. Grant Wardnar, a 6'4 junior, which is all that more terrifying. And 6'4, he plays as a shooting guard. It's really sort of insane. And he's the leading scorer in the league, so he'll be a challenge, not to mention the fact that Royal is technically the number two ranked team in the state. The idea is we simply want to go into damage control as best we can. Play a 2-3 zone and emphasize getting back on defense to eliminate 10-0 runs in 25-point-plus quarters. So that pretty much is the goal. Coach Kirk Humphrey was not talking about really being able to contain Warden. I mean, you do always have to play the game on the court, but the reality is that they've got a little bit too much in the way of weaponry, and so we're hoping simply to try to play, like I said, to try and play containment rather than getting the idea that we're going to be able to compete with them. But then again, you never know. You always got to play the games on the court. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings and other scores in the SCAC as the regular season wraps up tonight. When we return here from Royal City, you're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilburella spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live in Royal City. You can hear the Royal Band, and they're really pretty good. But I'll tell you what, College Place, your band, as far as the instruments you actually provide, as good, if not better. The one thing that Royal has is they have a very, I'm gonna engage in a tautology. They have a very percussive percussion section, and that is pretty much the dominant feature of their band, that percussion section. And don't get me wrong, it's well done. That percussion knows what they're doing, but it also makes you wonder if they're perhaps coverings with some stuff that might be going on in the brass section. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings and who's in the playoffs. Zilla at number one is 16-0. They, of course, will be going to the playoffs. And then Royal, the number then two ranked team in the state, is at 13-2. Their two losses all season come to Zilla. Cashmere will also be in the playoffs, as will Connell. They're both going to be 9-6. Wapato is in at 8-7. And Waluke at this point is safely in at 7-8. Natchez Valley at 4-11, and us 2-13, and Kai B unable to get any wins this season. They're at 0-15. In other action this week in the SAC, as regular season wraps up, as mentioned, Waluke beat College Place back at home, 81-67. While that was going on, Wapato was at Zilla, and number one Zilla continues to roll. They beat the Wolfpack 91-74, and then this Royal team went to Benton City, and they treated the Bears poorly, 79-47. And then in Connell, the Eagles had a close call against the Natchez Valley Rangers, but Connell prevailed 59-53. In other action tonight, as the regular season comes to an end, Cashmere is going to be up in Mattawa to take on Waluke. Wapato will be hosting the Natchez Valley Rangers, and Kai B will try and get that first win, but they're going to be on the road to Connell. Let's go ahead and take a look at who we've got starting on the bench.
And now for the non-starters for Royal.
Non-starters for Royal include a 6'4 junior, number zero, Manny Rubalcaba, although he will be coming in as he... I want to make sure... Yeah, he got some playing time back on January 9th. A 6'1 junior, number two, Major Andra. Will be starting as well as... on the bench, a 6-foot junior guard, and Dax Jenks will also be... starting on the on the bench, a 6-foot sophomore, number five, Henry Brown.
And number 10, a
6'2 junior, number 10, Jerry Fielding. And they just bring everybody out, Royal does. They get everybody involved in their basketball program. Graham Palmer, a 6-foot freshman, will be on the bench. A 5'9 freshman, and number 13, Britt Wardner, will also...
will be starting on the bench.
And I don't want to forget number 22, a freshman.
No, we have number 22.
Gordo, the fantastic Feldy.
Got no idea. Number 22, no idea who that person is because he's not actually on my roster. For the College Place Hawks, starting on the bench will be number 1, Tanner Arlington. Number 14, Sean Thorpe. Judah Brighthop, the junior, will be starting on the bench, but he'll be getting some rotation time, as will the 6'1 junior, number 22, Kyler Creeley. And then the catch and shoot manager, number 24, Jesse Gonzalez, will be starting on the bench. Now, starting lineups for Royal, they're going to start a 5'11 junior, number 1, Fisher Livingston, 7 points against us back on January 9th. They are going. Outstanding. They suddenly decided to cut the lights as they get the spotlight scoring. They're going to start a 6-foot senior guard at number 23, Anderson Brown. And Brown had 4 points back in January. The one you need to watch out for, the 6'4 junior guard, number 24, Grant Wharton, 34 points against us back on January 9th. And then finally, rounding things out will be number 33, a 6'5 senior. At forward, number 33, Brian Larson. Larson held the 4 points back in January. For Coach Kirk Pumphrey, the nice thing about us is that, you know, we've got our juniors on here, including the 6'4 junior forward, Evan Geese, averaging 6 points, 5 rebounds. They're going to start the 6'2 junior guard, number 5, Caden Kirschbaum, averaging 15 points, 5 rebounds, and 4 assists. He is the school leader in all time, I believe, in both points and assists. Going to start 5'11 senior guard, the transfer from Walla Walla, number 21, Landon Decime. And then big red junior forward, that's 6'6", number 20, averaging 17 points and 11 rebounds per game, John Perks. And finally, rounding things up will be the 6'6 senior post, who has been much more productive this year, number 23, Ryan Gordon. So the refs coming out on this black court. They've got a lot of black paint on this court. And the Hawks coming out in those road grays. And Kirk Humphrey coming out to talk up his team one last time. Tim LeVay, a decorated coach for the Knights. But, boy, he's got one of the toughest voices to listen to in basketball. And so Perks will step in, I believe, against, Larson. And I got to get my numbers right here. Larson is number 33, and the ball is getting tipped out of bounds. And they're going to say tipped out of bounds by Larson, so it'll be Hawk basketball. And they're waiting for Tim Revay to get done barking at his kids for some reason. Now they give the ball to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum with Livingston coming out on him to decimate. Back to Kirschbaum. Right wing, Evan Geese. Geese wanting to drive in. Slices for two. Has the ball stripped. Gathers it back in. But then as he turned around and tried to feed it to John Perks, they're going to say he stepped on the baseline. Anderson Brown will inbound to Wardnar. And Wardnar will bring it up. Wardnar on the left to Livingston. Livingston circling back around to the top. Hawks in 2-3 zone. On the left wing to Wardnar. Down low to 32. And we had a whistle away from the ball. Okay, so we had a push-off from Brian Larson. So an offensive foul. And the Hawks will get the ball. And then, what? They're saying that foul's on College Place. Oh, I see. So they're saying that foul was on Ryan Gordon. I beg your pardon. And Kirk Pumphrey now talking to the ref who made that call just to get some confirmations. Livingston will take it out baseline. No score here, just underway. Now to, not Livingston, that was 32 for 3. And then, God, who was that? That was Larson comes down with the rebound. I'll turn around and feed back to Wardner. Now on left wing to Livingston, circling around to the top. Livingston with Decime on him to Wardner, deep on the left wing in the corner, fakes the three, back to Wardner. Now in the corner, Now Dowell lost the handle on the ball, gathers it back in to Wardner. Swing around to, that is Barajas, who had checked in. I did not realize that they had started him. Now Barajas has it in the corner. He'll pull up for three. And I don't know. We got a foul. This time they're going to call it. This time they're going to call it. And that is on Barajas. They didn't announce Barajas as a starter, but he's out there right now. As it is senior night. As Kirschbaum will walk it up on the right wing to Geese with Barajas coming out on him. Now hand off to Kirschbaum in the corner to Decime. He'll pull up for three. That's going to be way long. Tip rebound. Going to be brought down by Anderson Brown. Goes up court to Livingston. Livingston's not going to stop to Wardner to Barajas. Now drives in, pulls up from 15 off the side of the rim. No good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Decime. And they're going to keep letting Barajas shoot till he scores. As Barajas is all of 5'9". If that. Perks comes down against, yes, drives down against Larson. Shots off the back of the rim, no good, but they're going to say he drew the foul. So Larson will pick up his first personal, and John Perks will go to the line. First trip, well, we've got goose eggs, and no one's been to the line yet, so Perks will go into his routine. Right hip, three right-handed dribbles, a spin, a drop dribble, then he pushes it up there and hits it. Goose egg gone. 1-0 College Place. 6:27 to go in the first. The redhead hit. 1, 2, 3. Right-handed dribbles. A spin, drop dribble. Then he pushes it up there. Hits it again. That routine serves him better than it doesn't. 2-0 College Place as Wardner comes loping up. Now cheats to the right. Almost has it stolen by Decime. Now feed to Barajas. Almost stolen by Geese. And they're going to call a pushing foul on Geese. And the fans really want Barajas to score. They are not happy with that. It's like Geese just going for the steal. As Wardner will take it out far sideline with a fresh 30. Now to Livingston at the top. Now to Wardner on the right. Wardner back to Livingston on the left wing. Now to Barajas on the right wing. Wants to dribble in. Drives past Geese. Oh, hands off down low. Shot into being no good. Tippery down. Brought down by Larson. Wants to kick out, goes off of Decime, then pulls into the key. That swirls in and out, no good, from about 12 feet, and Perks will come down with a rebound. He'll feed to Kirschbaum. Caden, top of the key to Geese, drives into the key. Oh, he traveled. Yep. That was too many steps. Ended up driving down the left lane with a left-handed finger roll, but that wasn't going to count because he took too many steps at the top of the keys. Creeley will come in and spell Evan Geese. So Wardner go to the left. Now give to Barajas, fakes the three to Brown. Back out to Wardner to Barajas. He'll pull up at the top for three and banks it home. And you can hear the crowd go completely nuts as Barajas gets the first backcourt net returns three of the game and gives Royal the lead at 3-2. Man, the crowd's louder than I've ever heard them. Yes. Perks feeds out to Creeley, back down to Perks, backs down against Larson, and hits it. John Perks getting down low, making it 4-3 College Place. Wardner will come loping up. Now he'll pull up. On the left wing to Barajas, goes down low to Larson. Larson turns around, shoots against Gorton. That shot is no good, and Perks will come down with a rebound. 5 minutes to go in the first. Hawks lead 4-3. Kirschbaum on the left wing to Decime. Two Perks at the top of the key. Instead, going to feed to Kirschbaum in the corner for three. It hits nothing but net. Caden Kirschbaum with a Hank Warden Edward Jones three, making it 7-3 College Place. Wardner up to Barajas and to Larson. Now to Wardner to Barajas. Can't get the three off. Drives baseline. Reverse lands off the bottom of the rim. No good. Larson will come down with a rebound and travel. Evan Geese to check back in with 4:32 to go in the first. And he'll spell Landon Decime. 4:32 to go in the first. Hawks up 7-3. It's the number 2 ranked team in the state, but they're starting a couple seniors who might otherwise not start, including Barajas. To Geese on the right wing. To Perks at the top of the key. Down low to Gorton. Goes up. Oh, his lay-in's no good. And Larson will come down with a rebound. He'll feed Wardner. Loping up. Now feeds on the left wing to Barajas. Lost the handle on his dribble. Gathers it in and lost it out of bounds. Yep. Barajas desperate to drive baseline. Forgot the basketball. Not sure Brajas got in against us back on January 10th. As Kirschbaum will walk it up. Coming up on 4:12 to go. Geese to Gorton at the top of the key. Hand back to Kirschbaum at the top. Working on Barajas. He'll hand back to Creeley. Drives baseline. Goes up. Puts it off the side of the rim. A good tip rebound. Brought down by Perks. Who lays it up and in. 9-3 college plates. Wardner driving up. Now he'll feed to Larson. Cross out to Barajas on the left wing with Perks coming out on him. Now to Wardner at the top. Wardner. Now to Brown, to Barajas in the corner for three. Swirls halfway in and out, no good. Gorton will pull down the rebound. Gives to Geese, now to Kirschbaum. Dribbling on the left, working on Barajas. And they're going to call a foul on Barajas. That'll be his second personal. Yeah. And the fans not liking it. Now we got Manny Rubalcaba. And Graham Palmer checking in as Brown and Barajas will go to the bench to a cheering crowd. And I suspect that now is the regular starting five out there, maybe. Well, do we have Jenks out there? Nope, don't have Jenks. As Kirschbaum with Rubalcaba working on him now. Got to work a little bit harder. Feeds to Creeley. Does Kirschbaum. Nice underhand scoop shot. Goes off the front of the rim. No good. As Jenks will come down with the rebound. He'll then feed to Livingston, then feeds Wardner on the left wing for three, and there we go. Grant Wardner with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 9-6. And they're starting to cut Wardner loose, and that's not a good sign. As Kirschbaum with, is that Jenks or Rubalcaba coming out here? I think it's Rubalcaba. Nope, it's Jenks. Kirschbaum will then drive into the key, puts it up for about 12 off the backboard, no good. Wardner will come down with the rebound, quickly going up court two. That was, who the heck was that? That was Graham Palmer in transition to lay it up and in. Making it 9-8 college plays as Geese driving up against Wardner. Gives on the left wing to Creeley. Creeley, one dribble to Geese at the top, backing down against Wardner. Now driving underneath, feeds to Perks, who hits from about six. John Perks, now with 8 points. And it's 11-8 college plays. We're going to have a timeout with 2:19 to go in the first. And the Hawks leading Royal here in Royal City, 11-8, back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from Royal City on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling specializes in residential HVAC services that keep you comfortable all year long. Serving the Walla Walla Valley and surrounding areas, American Air Heating and Cooling maintains and services all makes and models of residential and light commercial HVAC equipment. We are the only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com. Call us today to make an appointment, 509-525-1339. That's 525-1339.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Livingston bringing it up, feeds to Wardner at top of the key, lost the handle on his dribble, gathers it back in, then pulls up from 17 and hits. Grant Wardner now with 5 points. Hawks by one, 11-10, as Perks will cross the timeline. Oh, dribbles past Rubalcaba. Then wanted to back down, and they're going to call a blocking foul on a Knight. Might be Rubalcaba. Yes, it is. Rubalcaba will pick up his first personal. As Kirschbaum will take it out baseline with a fresh 30. Under 2 minutes to go here in the first quarter. We're up 11-10 as Geese working up the top. Hands off to Kirschbaum. Oh, man, Wardner sailed in, and Kirschbaum tried to make it a roll, but then Decimate's going to drive baseline with a reverse lay-in. And Wardner pulls up on the left wing for three. That's off the front of the rim, no good, and Decimate will come down with a rebound. He'll hand off to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum, oh, wanted to feed Perks. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Jenks, or is that Rubalcaba? That will be, come on, who is it? Yeah, that is Rubalcaba, drives down the right lane, lays it up and in, and then got fouled by Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum will pick up his first personal, and Ruvo Cabo will go to the line for the and one. First trip, to the charity stripe for the Knights. Ruvo Cabo trying to tie this game up with 1:23 to go in the first. And he does. Rattles it home. Not at 11. Yes. With a bit of a press coming on. Comes up the court. Shouted by Wardner. Gives to Perks at the top of the key. Wants to drive in. Man alive. That's a great move to the bucket as Geese then comes down with the rebound. Double clutches and going up, and they're going to say he got slapped by Grant Wardner. So the Towhead's going to go to the line as Wardner will pick up his first personal. And Evan Geese to the line. The Hawks are 2-for-2. Knotted to 13 with 107 to go in the first. In fairness, they were starting seniors, and one of them, Barajas, did get a three, but he was also very much a defensive liability, and the Hawks able to capitalize on that as Geese misses the first. And the second goes off the back of the rim, and we got a lane violation. They're going to give Evan Geese another chance. And the ref actually talking to Grant Wardner and explaining why Wardner was called for that. So, given the third chance, Evan puts that off the back of the rim, no good. Ruvo Cabo come down with a rebound, and to go up court to Livingston. Livingston handing to Wardner, then drives down, goes up against Perks, and manages to make a miss and lay it up and in. Wardner now with 7 points, and Royal leads 15-13, and we're going to turn the ball over coming up the court. Overshot John Perks as Livingston will pick up the loose ball. Almost gets picked off by Decime, feeding in the corner to Wardner for three. Wardner's ridiculous. His second Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. He now has got 10 as we're going to feed Perks in transition. Goes up, and they're going to say he got fouled, I believe, by Graham. No, Palmer. It's Graham Palmer. Ruvo Cabo, I didn't even see him close to the play. He'll pick up his second personal, and John Perks will go to the line for the second time. He's 2-for-2. Already with 8 points. Do I have that? No. Yes. Maybe 8 points. And he hits that. See, 6-9. Yeah, that's got to be right. So Perks trying to get 10 points here in the quarter. Right hip. Right hand. 1, 2, 3. Single dribble. Spin, drop dribble. And then he pushes it up there. Money. 18-15, College Place. Sorry, Royal, I beg your pardon. Don't want to mislead you. 34 seconds to go in the first quarter as Livingston. And cheating to the left. And then feeds to Wardner inside the key. Shot goes in and out, no good. Tip rebounds, going to end up going on the deck. Picked up by Perks. Nope. And Royal's somehow going to end up with it. Livingston turns around, goes in. Somehow he manages to feed to Jenks, who double-clutched down low, manages to roll it in, and drew the foul. That foul is going to be on Evan Geese. So Jenks with his first bucket, now to the line for the end one. The Knights are 1-for-1 already. We've got Henry Brown. And, well, I have 22, who I'm going to announce as Stone Ander. I have no idea. He wasn't announced as such, but that's what we're calling him. Wasn't on the roster coming in as Jenks' free throw bounces in and out, no good. Long outlet to Kirschbaum, and he managed to drive past Livingston, who lays it up and in. Brought to you by John Perks with an outlet pass as Livingston comes up, pulls up on the left wing. Oh, feeds to Andrew, launches it. No, that wasn't Andrew, I beg your pardon. That was Brown with one of the flattest threes you've ever seen, and the first quarter comes to an end with the Hawks trailing Royal 2017. We'll be back with the second quarter. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Royal City right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Hawks trail 27-17 to start the second quarter as they try to go in the key. Can't make that work. Jenks is going to drive in. It's going to kick out Livingston. Wardner, top of the key from 18. No good, but then Jenks, I think, is there for an alley-oop putback. Jenks, leading scorer, back on January 10th as breaking the press. Gorton's going to end up losing the ball to Livingston. Livingston's going to bring it back up the court on the right wing to Jenks. Yep, to... don't know who. Then finds Jenks down low for reverse lay-in. Jenks now with 6 points. 24-17 Royal is Geese. Coming up. Oh, man. There's Tim Vey with that barking scream of his as Geese came down, wanted to feed Gorton. Instead, it's going to be stolen by Palmer, who then feeds Rubalcaba coming up the court. And then they're going to say Decime booted it in the far key, so they'll reset the 30. Kylie Creeley to check in to spell Evan Geese. As Livingston will take it out baseline. Livingston to, that was Palmer for three, right? Yep, Palmer with a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three, making it 27-17. Kirschbaum. Coming up, the press giving way before him. Jenks going to meet him around center circle. Caden going back and forth. Now dribbling left. Now Jenks is still on him. Now going to dribble into the key. Oh, my gosh. What a great move to the bucket. Double clutch lay-in, however, is no good. Now in transition, Rubalcaba will turn around and feed Palmer, who had the ball as he was going up. Poked out of bounds by John Perks. Yeah, the redhead just put a long arm out about 90 degrees and said, get out of here. As Livingston will take it out baseline, bounce pass down to Rubalcaba. Lane is no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Livingston. Livingston on the left wing to Palmer. Now to Jenks, top of the key. Wanted to go down low to Rubalcaba, almost got tipped away. Back to Palmer. Cross court to Wardner. Can't get the three off. Drives baseline, pulls up from 12 and hits. See, Wardner, the problem with him is that he can hit from way outside. He also can hit from mid-range. As Decime feeds to Kirschbaum. Hawks trailing by 12, 29-17, 5:54 to go in the half. Kirschbaum on the right wing to Decime. Landon dribbling to the top, drives into the key. Now he gets up a running shot, no good, and then they're going to call a foul on John Perks on the rebound. So Perks will pick up his first personal. He had a 10-point first quarter to John Perks. Oh, man, Tim Revay barking from the sideline. I heard that voice in my dreams back when I covered Tri-Cities Prep and he coached Kittitas. As Warden will pull up from the left wing for three. That's off the back of the rim. Look, no good. Tip rebound going to be tracked down by Caden Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum will bring it up, being shadowed by Jenks. Caden still maintaining his dribble on the right wing to Decime. Decime cheating to the top. Now he'll give it the top to Creeley. Creeley. Now the Perks on the right wing. Stutter stepping. Oh, has the ball stripped away from Livingston, and Livingston's going to go down and lay it up and in. No, he doesn't. He goes too hard off of it. And loose ball's going to end up being brought down by Kirschbaum. He'll then come loping up the left wing. He now wants to drive down, goes into the key. Right-handed scoop shot from about 6 feet is no good, but he earned his way to the line. And Palmer will pick up his first personal, and Caden Kirschbaum, 5 points so far. He'll go to the line for the first time. Hawks are 4 for 6 from the line. And Kirschbaum, he doesn't waste any time. He just one dribble, hunkers and fires, and hits it. Evan Geese checking in for Ryan Gorton. 29-18, I beg your pardon, 4:56 to go in the half. Kirschbaum, second free throw off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound, going to be brought down by Jenks. Had a shot at it. He'll feed to Rubalcaba. Yeah, he'll hand off to Livingston, plays quarterback. Livingston dribbling to the left, feeds to Wardner at the top. Wardner swing around to Palmer for a long two, swinging in and out, no good. But then who was that? That was Wardner with an offensive rebound putback as Creeley will come up the right. Oh, wanted to feed Perks, and John Perks couldn't hang on. That was a great pass, too. It just went through John Perks' hands, and he turns around and motions to Creeley and says, that was my fault. 31-18 Royal, 4:30 now to go in the half as Livingston will bring it up. Oh, my God, Tim Revay, that just barking growl of his. To Palmer, to Wardner. Step back to Livingston in the corner. He will not take that shot. Now it's quickly swinging around to Palmer. Back to Wardner on the right wing. Wardner then turning around, pulling up from about 12. That shot is no good, and Creeley will come down with a contested rebound. That was good hustle on this part. Feeds to Kirschbaum, comes up, going to get cut off by Jenks. Going behind his back, still dribbling on the right wing. Here's still working on Jenks. Wants to go down low to Perks! Who then drops it down. John Perks, brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. 31-20 Royal as Livingston will bring it up the right wing. And we've got Larson getting ready to check back in as Rubal Cotto lost the ball on the floor. Picked up by Creeley, who had to lay down and get it, and they called him for being on the baseline. So it'll still be 17 on the shot clock as Larson will spell Rubalcaba, and Livingston will take it out baseline. 3:40 to go in the half. Hawks trail by 11. And feed to Palmer. Now goes down low to Wardner, slapped out, but Palmer will gather the loose ball. He'll pull up for three. Swirl halfway in and out, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Kirschbaum, then stolen by Jenks. That should have been a foul. Now feed to Wardner. Wardner on the right to Livingston. Back to Wardner at the top. Down low to Jenks in the key. Bounce pass down to Larson. His shot hangs and drops. Larson gets his first bucket of the game. Feed to Kirschbaum coming up the right wing. Hawks trail by 13, 33-20. That was our magic number against Waluke for the longest time on Tuesday. As Kirschbaum's going to drive into the key. Lost the handle on his dribble. Livingston then in transition is going to feed Wardner, who's going to slam it home. Wardner now with 16 points. And that's pretty much your deficit as we trail 35-20. As Geese bring it up, trying to drive past Wardner. And then they're going to call an offensive foul. They're going to say Evan Geese pushed off. I have that as his third personal. I'm correct. That'll bring Kyler Creeley off the bench, and Ryan Gorton is also going to check in to spell Perks. So Perks and Geese will go to the bench. So Larson will inbound to Livingston. Livingston handing off now to Wardner. Wardner playing quarterback on the left wing to Livingston, dribbling around to the top. Livingston and to Wardner on the left wing. Wardner down low to Larson. Lost the ball out of bounds. They're going to say he got poked, however, by Ryan Gorton, who will pick up his second personal. So if you have a seat that's down by the bench, which is what I used to have when I called Tri-Cities Prep, I'd have to listen to Timber Bay barking right in my ear, and I'd have nightmares about it. And I'm having them again now as they're swinging around the ball quickly. To Livingston, drives down right wing. His lay-in is no good, but gets his own offensive rebound and puts it back. Livingston with his first bucket of the game. 37-20, coming up on 2 minutes to go in the half. Kirschbaum coming up on Wardner as 22's coming in. I have that as Stone Andra. Creeley to Decime on the left wing to Creeley, backing down on the key. Puts a shot off the front of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be brought down by Palmer, feed to Livingston, who then feeds to, who the heck is that? That's Fielding, who checked in. Lays it in down the left lane. Hawks on the verge of being doubled up. Gorton up court to Judah Breithop. Judah will cross the timeline with Fielding working on him. Hand off to Kirschbaum. Oh, they're going to call a moving pick on Ryan Gorton. The ref keep telling people trying to come in to sit down. So Ryan Gorton now will pick up his third personal, and John Perks will have to, John Perks is going to check in for Kyler Creeley. Nope, Creeley's going to stay out there, and Gorton's going to go to the bench. as 22 will inbound. I'm going to say that's Stone Andra. I got no idea who it is, though. He wasn't initially listed. He'll hand off to Wardner. Wardner to Fielding, to Wardner at the top, to Andra on the right wing, to Wardner. Wardner now to Larson, to Andra, to Wardner. Stutter steps on the right wing, and they're going to call three in the key on Larson. 1:10 to go in the half. Hawks trail 39-20. Tanner Arlington to check in. He'll spell Kyler Creeley. As the Knights can press, go up court to Kirschbaum, getting behind Wardner, then drives into the key. Feeds Perks down low on the left block, and John Perks flushes it away. Brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. Perks with 14 points as Wardner to Fielding, back to Wardner, now on the left to Andra. Andra to Wardner, top of the key to those number five. I don't know who that was. They're going to get back to five. Turnaround shot is no good. Five is Henry Brown. Shot off the front of the rim is no good, and Decime will come down the rebound. He'll feed Kirschbaum with 35 to go in the half. Kirschbaum working on Wardner. Now to Breithop on the right wing. Down low to Perks. Backing down. Now they're going to call a charge on John Perks. Awful call. Terrible call. I watched Wardner slip in behind him just as Perks made the move. But Wardner, one of those players, is sometimes going to get the benefit of the doubt. It's a terrible call. Terrible. Wretched. CP players, I understand you listen to the replays. You've heard me say terrible, wretched, awful call. That was a terrible, awful, wretched call. And now we actually have to get a towel. Oh, no, that wasn't Tim Revay. It was an assistant coach who tossed out this strange-looking towel. And they've got Stone Andra out there trying to wipe things up. 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter as Wardner draws a charge with a hellacious flop and then leaves his perspiration on the floor. I mean, goodness gracious. He did get hit, but he was not set. It's clearly a blocking foul where Wardner gets away with murder. As you want to even assess that foul to Wardner. That's how confident I am in that call. As Wardner with 12 seconds to go now, driving past Decime, drives into the key. Shot is no good. Stone Andrew is going to come down with the rebound. He'll then feed number 10 for finish. It's no good. And then Kirschbaum will come up with a three-quarter court shot to end the first half. But second quarter, the Knights start to pull away. After one half of play, Royal leads College Place 39-22. We'll be back with the halftime breakdown and scoring summary. When we return from Royal City, you're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Owning a pet is a big responsibility that requires thought and planning on the prospective owner's part. Before bringing a new pet into your home, consider the following. Does your pet fit in with all members of your family, including infants, toddlers, and any senior citizens that may live with you? Can you cope with an animal that requires daily attention to food, exercise, and well-being? This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Do you enjoy listening to classical music?
you should check out KHSS2 94.1 FM. KHSS2 is Walla Walla's classic FM. It's the greatest music ever written by the greatest composers who ever lived. Actually, it's more than that. KHSS2 also has news at the top of the hour and some of the greatest daily features you'll find anywhere. Features that are interesting and will make you think. Give KHSS2 Classic FM a try at 94.1 on your FM dial. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at Royal City at halftime, senior night. And Royal, Coach Tim Revay, put a couple of his seniors in there, and one of them in particular, Isaiah Barajas, wanted to get him out there as he's a senior and get him scoring, and he did manage to hit the three, and let me tell you, when he hit that three, the crowd went absolutely berserk. Just went completely crazy, but let's just say that Barajas at 5'9 was something of a defensive liability. And with a couple other seniors out there, Royal was not running on all cylinders, and the Hawks actually led at one point 10-4. But then the starters came back in, and things got ugly. Grant Wardner, in particular, ending up with 10 points alone in the first quarter. Let's take a look at the unofficial scoring summary. So for Royal, we got Henry Brandt. No, take that back. Jerry Fielding. With 2 points. You've got Brian Larson with 2 points. Fisher Livingston with 2 points. The previously mentioned Isaiah Barajas with 3 points. Manny Rubalcaba with 3 points. Graham Palmer with 5 points. Dax Jenks with 6 points. And Grant Wardner leading all scorers on the court with 16 points for the Hawks. Well, we've only really had three contributors. Landon Decime with a gorgeous baseline drive reverse lay-in. That's his 2 points. Caden Kirschbaum with 6 points. John Perks is getting his looks down low. He's leading all Hawks scorers with 14 points. And he was competing with Wardner for high scoring honors after one quarter play as each of them had 10. The reality is we got to find a way to stop Grant Wardner. But as Coach Kirk Pumphrey said in his pregame notes, the reality is that we're – in fact, let's go ahead and go with the quote. What was it that he actually said? He said, we're going to go into damage control the best we can. Play a 2-3 zone and emphasize getting back on defense to eliminate 10-0 runs and 25-plus point quarters, which we've done. We had outscored 19-5 in the second, but didn't get completely blown out, and we've not given up any 10-0 runs. Royal hasn't gone on any runs. It's just what Royal does is they've got Wardner, who can pretty much score anywhere he likes. Not to mention he'll use his height on the offensive rebound to get second looks. So really it's just a matter of containing him. But Royal moves the ball so quickly. And as a result, they can find the open man down low super quickly. They often can find the man out around on the perimeter. In fairness, they haven't exactly been going bombs away on us. Barajas has the 1-3. Palmer has 1-3. Wardner has 2, but Wardner is that sort of athlete that is just so difficult to contain. So you can't really say we haven't been doing our job. So we've been doing a relatively good job of containing the 3. It's just they move the ball so quickly. And not to mention they also are very, very quick with the outlet pass. I want to say they've got at least 6 fast break buckets on us. But the reality is it's Wardner. He's the reason we're trailing by 17 at halftime, 39-22. We're going to take another break, and when we come back, we'll take a look at the SCAC standings, who's in the playoffs, who's out in the cold, and other scores from the SCAC this week as regular season play comes to an end tonight. You got the playoffs starting next week. We'll be back with more from Royal City as at halftime, the Hawks trail 39-22. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Royal City right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place. Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
The last halftime of the season wrapping up here in Royal City. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings and who's in the playoffs. Well, number one RPI ranked Zilla is in at 16-0. They have not lost a game this season. They are 20-0, followed by Royal in second place at 13-2. Their only two losses this year to Zilla. Zilla RPI number one. Royal RPI number two. Then follow Cashmere and Canal, both at 9-6. They're going to be in the playoffs, as will be the Wapato Wolfpack at 8-7. And then Waluke will squeak in at 7-8, leaving the Natchez Valley Rangers, us, and Kaidi out in the cold as far as the playoffs are concerned. So for us, our season ends tonight. Other games in the SCAC this week, while we were at home hosting Waluke, Wapato was at Zilla, and Zilla beat the Wolfpack fairly easily, 91-74. Royal went to Benton City and kept the Bears winless to the tune of 79-47. And then the Natchez Valley Rangers went to Connell and got beat 59-53. Natchez Valley with a, let's see, did I have that right? Yeah, Natchez Valley with a possible chance of playing themselves into a tiebreaker, but they end up losing by 6-2 Connell in Connell, and that will effectively end the Rangers season. So tonight, Cashmere will be in Mattawa to take on Waluke. Wapato is hosting those Rangers, Natchez Valley, and winless Kaibee is on the road to Connell to see if they can't sneak yet one league win into things before things wrap up tonight. As the Hawks will have the ball to start the second half, and Tim Revay, unlike in the first half and unlike his colleague for the girls, is putting his starting lineup out there. Farrah Wardner kept putting her seniors out there as Decime has the ball on the right wing with Livingston on him. Now to Kirschbaum at the top, working on Jenks. To Perks, got behind Rubalcaba. Oh, his shot is not strong enough. And Wardner will come down with the rebound, coming whooping up the left wing, feeding to Livingston. Wants to drive baseline, kick back out to Wardner. Can't get the three off. Run out to Rubalcaba. Quickly to, is that Livingston in the corner? No, who the heck was that? Oh, it was Palmer for three. Shot is no good, and Perks will come down with the rebound. So Kirschbaum back on the other side, working on Jenks. Jenks drives Kirschbaum to feed to Decime, drives into the key, and then goes up now. They're going to call him for a travel. Said he took too many steps in the key as Decime goes to the deck, and Jenks will help him up. As Rubalcaba will inbound to Wardner. Wardner loping up center on the right to Livingston, quickly running around to the top. Now back to Wardner on the right wing. Wants to drive past Deese. He's going to have to pull back out. Then feeds to Jenks. Nope, that's Rubalcaba. His pass is going to be tipped, but Wardner will gather it in, and we're going to have a timeout as Tim Revay wants to scream at his kids. with 6:59 to go in the third quarter, and the Hawks trailing 39-22. We'll be back with more in 60 seconds from Royal City. You're listening to Hawk Basketball from 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Hard work necessary, long days and nights required, weekends and holidays a must. Sounds like a help wanted ad for your Carrier Comfort System, right? Let Grassy Refrigeration make the job easier with a planned service agreement. We'll routinely check to make sure all components are running efficiently and uncover any potential problems before your system needs a leave of absence. Plus, you'll benefit from priority service and a discount on Carrier parts and labor. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats in Walla Walla is a whole animal butchery working with top quality meats from local farmers. We offer custom cut and wrap services for beef, pork, lamb, and goat. Schedule your dates now by calling 509-520-8702. That's 520-8702. Hopper Specialty Meats is open weekdays from 8 to 6 and from 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Sign up for our email blast at our website at hoppermeats.com, located in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
And after the timeout, they run a play where they get Wardner to line up on the right wing to hit a three, which he did, but Jenks had set a moving pick. So he'll pick up a foul, and Wardner's three will get waved off as Decime then will bring it up, working on Livingston, feed to Perks at the top of the key. Backing down, has the ball stripped by Wardner with Geese in pursuit as Wardner double clutches down the left lane and lays it up and in. And then they're going to steal the inbound as Livingston feeds to Palmer. Yep, whose lane is no good, but they're going to say he got fouled by Evan Geese. And if I have that right, that's the Towhead's fourth personal foul. So Palmer will go to the line. First time for him. The Knights are 1-for-2. They've had 2-and-1 opportunities, and they made one of them as Palmer hits the first. And Creeley will spell Evan Geese. So Palmer, two quick dribbles and a spin, then he hunkers and fires and hits that too. 43-22 Royal as they're going to press, and Decime feeds to Creeley, giving back to Decime. And he's going to drive past Livingston, past the timeline, lost the handle on his dribble, gathers it back in for, goes back across the timeline. Ooh, he's going to be, he's pulled up and he tries to, oh, we had a timeout. We were about to turn the ball over, and then we had a 30-second timeout call with 6:14 to go in the third quarter. So back in 30 seconds from Royal City with the Hawks trailing 43-22. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
6:14 to go in the third quarter. As we, oh man, Jenks ended up taking a loose ball from Caden Kirschbaum. He tried to slam it and missed. He got his own rebound and put it away. There is no justice. And then they're going to steal the inbounds. Rubalcaba will then feed to Livingston for three. That shot is no good. Trying to avoid those 10-0 runs as Kirschbaum will take the rebound and then walk it up. Working on Jenks. Now goes behind his back. Lose the handle on his dribble. Gathers it back in, and they're going to call. They can say Kirschbaum stepped on the sideline? Okay. They're going to say Wardner forced him to step on the sideline. So Rubalcaba inbound to Wardner. As Wardner on the left wing to Livingston. Livingston working to the top, now on the left wing to Wardner, fakes the three. Oh, he's going to feed to Jenks, quickly spinning around to Livingston, back to Jenks in the corner, now to Palmer for three. And Palmer, yep, that is his second Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Now it's 48-22, and we got a foul. Yeah, they're going to call a foul on Jenks. That'll be his second personal. which is they're pressing and saying he was pushing too hard on Kirschbaum, so we'll try again. As Creeley will feed up court to Perks, then, oh, up court to Kirschbaum, and the pass was too hot. Kirschbaum couldn't hang on to it. Yeah, the redhead put a little mustard on that. As Wardner working on the left. He'll feed to Livingston. Kick back out to Wardner in the left corner for three, and that's good. Wardner with his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And it's 51-22, and we're having trouble getting the ball in. Wardner's going to steal the inbounds, go up against Creeley, get fouled, and hit a no. They're going to say it's on the floor. Are they going to say that the bucket counted? Nope, they're saying it's good. Wardner somehow got Creeley to foul him and make the bucket from a distance. As Kyler Creeley will pick up his first personal, and Wardner will go to the line for the and one. This is his first trip to the charity stripe. With the Knights up 53-22, swirls in and out, and then drops down good. As Creeley will feed to Decime. Decime, cross-court to Keeley. Creeley, no, you can't be calling that already. Okay, we're going to have a timeout. Timeout with 4:51 to go in third, and the Hawks trailing 54-22. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM. KGDC2.
Is it spring yet? The warmer weather sure feels like it's coming, but hey, even if the weather stays chilly, L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla is stocked for spring. Find big bags of Wilbur Ellis spring fertilizer, gloves and Carhartt clothing perfect for playing in the dirt. Energize your dogs with great outdoor toys and Science Diet pet food. Always truckload pricing. Check for weekly in-store specials. It might not be in yet, but it's spring at L&G Ranch Supply, your local True Value hardware store. Trusted name in the valley, L&G Ranch Supply, East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Kurt Pumphrey saw we were about to get a backcourt violation, so he called a timeout, and we'll try again. As we then feed to Brighthop, who quickly comes up the right wing, driving past Livingston. He went over and back. Oh, they're going to say the ball got tipped. Cool, as Decime will then come up working on Jenks. Now wants to drive left. He'll feed down low to Perks. Ooh, oh, man, dropped in and out, no good. That is not fair. That was a great look at the bucket by John Perks. He just got robbed by a lid on the bucket. Looking at Tim Revay getting ready to open his mouth and bark, and instead he just gives a big sigh. We're very grateful, Tim. As Wardner feeds to Palmer, drives into the key, handoff to Rubalcaba, then feed Wardner in the left corner for three. Tip rebound. It's going to be picked up by Decime. Decimate come up court, scoop to Brighthop. Judah dribbling right and left, working on Livingston. Feed to Perks, couldn't hang on to the pass. Loose ball picked up by Wardner. Goes up to Jenks in transition. Oh, man. Got fouled by Creeley, and Jenks was still able to finish. Boy, Kyler Creeley did everything he could. Reasonably. I mean, he made a great play on it, but Jenks still made the bucket. Now goes the line for the end one. Making it 56-22. Jenks, two quick dribbles and hits it. 7-22. And we got Kane Kirschbaum and Evan Geese to check in. Evan Geese going to be riding with four fouls. As Brighthop comes up, goes cross-court to Decime. Decime, Mervay barking. And that left pass is going to end up being tipped and then knocked out of bounds by the Knights. So here come Geese and Kirschbaum. And they'll spell Lennon, Decime, and Ryan Gordon. Oh, man. Revay, just screeching bark of his. As Kirschbaum goes up to Geese in the corner, drives into the key. Fade away from 12. Man, that beautiful shot by the toehead. Gets his first bucket of the game. Making it 57-24. Wardner. And, oh, they're going to say that they got the ball to Palmer, and then he ended up stepping on the sideline. So Geisel inbound to Kirschbaum, far sideline. And Warden will come up to center circle and make a pest of himself. And instead, will feed to Geese, drives through the double team, pulls into the key. Are they going to call him for a travel? Yep. What? No! Continuation. He got the bucket. Yeah! Evan Geese got fouled by Rubalcaba for his third personal. And now Evan's going to go to the line for the and one, although he is 0 for 2 thus far, as Livingston's going to get spelled by Jerry Fielding with 3:21 to go in the third. 57-26 Royal. And Evan, two quick dribbles, puts that off the front of the rim, no good. Wardner will sky for the rebound. Well, then stutter step up the court, feed to Fielding. Now down low to Jenks, backing down on Perks to Wardner. Wanted to go left, instead wanted to feed to Jenks. Now going to feed to Fielding for three. Was that Fielding or was that Palmer? That was Palmer for his third. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. Coming up the court. Geese is going to take a cross-court pass, and pass is going to end up being tipped, going to end up going on the deck, picked up by Rubalcaba, up court to Wardner, got behind everybody, who wisely chooses not to slam it home, just lays it in. 62-26, as Wardner tried for the pick, and Geese gathered it back in, now to Kirschbaum on the left wing for three, off the front of the rim, no good. Man, that looked online. Just didn't have quite enough leg on it, as Fielding will bring it up. Then feed to Rubalcaba in the key. Downloaded Jenks. Yeah. Lays it in on the right blank. Right block, rather. Right blank. Creeley takes the ball up court. Pass is going to be being tipped. Stolen by Rubalcaba, who's going to go all the way down and try to slam it home and fail, which I'm very happy to report. But then, oh no. Wardner then ends up feeding a driving Fielding, who had the ball slapped away by Perks, but they're going to call a foul on Big Red. That'll be his third personal. Are they saying that was Palmer? That was Palmer. We'll go to the line for two. He is two for two. And I'm going to remind you that Rubalcaba just blew a dunk. Brown to check in, as will Stone Andra, as Ryan Gorton will spell Kylie Creeley. Palmer hit the first. Now they're going to give him the second. 2:08 to go in third, and we're on the verge of falling behind by 40. And there it is. Stone Andrew will check in for Palmer. Now, I don't know if it's Stone Andrew or not. It's just 22. But JV on the roster is Stone Andrew, so that's who we're going with. As Geese will come up court, feed to Kirschbaum. Kirschbaum back to Geese, almost center circle. Geese then driving into the key. Turns and scoops to Perks. Perks now backing down. Oh, got to the bucket. Could not make the shot drop, but he drew a foul. I love John Perks' footwork. He's got some great moves to the bucket now. Just a matter of getting the ball to him in that position. He will go to the line. He is 4 for 4. Scoreless here in the second half. He had 14 in the first half. And that, man, that routine of his is just money. He's 5 for 5 from the line. Right hip. 1, 2, 3. Right-handed single-hand dribble. Spin, drop dribble. Oh, that one swirled in and out, no good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Wardner, who quickly is going to come up to the left wing. Up court to Fielding. Now back to Wardner. Swing around to Rubalcaba. Then to... That was Brown, who was unable to hang on to it. Kirschbaum's going to pick up the loose ball. Kirschbaum hands out to Breithop in the right corner. Wanted to feed to Perks. Couldn't quite handle the pass. It's going to be picked up by Fielding. Fielding drive left, kick out to Brown for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Tip rebound going to be stolen by Wardner, who then feeds I cannot see who. And they're going to call, a timeout with 104 to go in the third quarter, on the Hawks trailing 66-27. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Royal City on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Brett Wardenar in the game will now turn around and feed Fielding, who then turns around and feeds Andra, then to Brown, now to Andra for three. And I have that as Stone Andra for a Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Whether it is or not, I don't really care. Geese, top of the key, feeds to Gorton, who then goes up and got fouled from behind, I believe, by Jerry Fielding. Yep, Fielding will pick up his first personal, and Ryan Gorton will go to the line for two. Hawks are 5 for 8. Make that 5 for 9. Gorton's got this big rainbow free throw that goes off the front of the rim, and this seems no good. And Gordon's second free throw is off the back of the rim, no good. But Perks will come down with the rebound and then ends up going on the deck for it. We got a jump ball. I think that is Royal Basketball. Yeah. As Stone Andrew? No. What? What are we doing? Where's the basketball? Oh, I see. Sorry, we've got some perspiration on the floor. There we go. Now they're going to give it to Andra, who will give to, that is Britt Wardner. And so Wardner working on Geese, dribbling to the top, gives on the left wing to Fielding. Fielding driving into the key, kick out to, that was Palmer for a three. That goes up the front of the rim, no good. And that then puts an end to the third quarter, and we trail, that was a 30-point quarter. As we trail 69-27 after three quarters of play. We'll be back with the fourth. You're listening to Hawk Basketball live from Royal City right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Doyle Security and Electronics is the source for all your alarm system needs. The most up-to-date security systems, fire systems, door access, and CCTV systems available to keep you, your family, and business safe and secure now and in the future. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
I think we're going to have a running clock as we trail by 42, 69-27 as Kirschbaum working on, working on Rubalcaba. Slices into the key, finger roll land, doesn't drop, but they're going to call Rubalcaba for the foul. That is his fourth personal. So Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line. 6 points so far. He's 1 for 2 from the line. Make that 2 for 3. See, it's the first.
Kirschbaum sees the first free throw.
Two quick dribbles, and then he hunkers and fires. He's all business. He does not take time up there. And he hits the second. As Grant Wardner will feed to Livingston. Swing around Rubalcaba to, who the heck was that? That was Palmer for his fourth. Hank Warden, Edward Jones three from the left corner this time. Making it 72-29 as Geese drives into the key. Feeds Gorton down low, who lays it up and in. Ryan Gorton with the finish, brought to you by Evan Geese. Livingston coming up on the left wing to Grant Wardner. Cross court to Palmer for three from the corner and hits it. Palmer with five. Hank Warden, Edward Jones threes. So Geese will walk it up. Feed to Perks in the left corner. Drives into the key. Then goes up against Larson, puts a shot off the front of the rim, no good, but the redhead drew the foul. Yeah, Larson will pick up his first personal. And John Perks will go to the line for two. He has 15 points. It's 5 for 6 from the line. Whoops, 5 for 7. They're going to put Isaias Barajas back in as the student section was literally screaming for him. And Tim Revay, a singularly humorless coach, actually had a smile on his face as he patted Barajas and told him to get off the bench. And Barajas will spell Palmer. As the Hawks trailing 75-32. And the Knights probably going to do what they did to open the game. They're going to try and get the ball to Barajas. As Wardner on the left wing to Livingston. Livingston back to Wardner. And oh, I don't know. They ended up putting the ball out of bounds off of Evan Geese. So with 15 on the shot clock, Wardner will take it out. Now he'll get back to Livingston. And Livingston will go on the backcourt to get it. Now he'll hand off to Barajas. Can't handle the balls. Can't get the shot. Ooh, and then he wanted a bounce pass to Nelson. It ends up going out of bounds. Are they going to say that's off Gray? They are. A ref farther away said it was off Gray. Oh, they're resetting the shot clock. I see. All right, so 7 on the shot clock as Livingston will take it out baseline. And to Barajas in the right corner for 3. Look good.
Oh, man. Listen to that crowd.
Barajas hitting his second Hank Gordon Edward Jones 3. And everyone comes off the bench. The student section erupts as Geese comes down the right wing. Hands off to Perks. He'll pull up for 3. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Nelson, a sky for the rebound. He'll then feed to Livingston. Livingston coming up the right wing. Feed to Barajas with Judah Breithaupt coming out on him. Then feed to Nelson. He had the ball stripped by John Perks. As Kirschbaum will come up the right wing, driving into the key. Now, wanted to feed Perks down low. Does manage to get it and lays it up and in. John Perks, brought to you by Caden Kirschbaum. As Livingston will walk it up. And thinks about Barajas instead feed to Wardner. Now back to Livingston. Now cross court to Jenks. Nope, sorry, that's Rubel Cup. Cross court to Barajas, 3 for 3, and hit it again. Isaias Barajas now with his third. Hank Gordon Edward Jones 3, and the student section is as loud as I have ever seen a crowd outside of a playoff game. They're going completely bananas for the 5'9 senior. As Geese drives into the key, puts it off the back of the rim, no good. And Nelson will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Livingston quickly. Coming up, feed to Barajas. Feed to Nelson, driving against Gorton. Shot is no good, as Gorton will come down with the rebound. He'll then feed to Kirschbaum, stutter-stepping, driving into the key. Got loose! His finger rolled, couldn't pull off because his arm got yanked, but he's going to earn his way to the line, having been fouled by Larson, I beg your pardon. I've been calling him Nelson. His second personal, so Caden Kirschbaum will go to the line for 2. He is 3 for 4. And we got Stone Andra to check in, as will Dax Jenks. And now we also got Sean Thorpe, Landon Decime, and Jesse Gonzalez is going to check in with 4:12 to go. So as the Knights are trying to free up Isaias Barajas, we're going to try and free up Jesse Gonzalez. As Kirschbaum, well, put that one off the front of the rim, no good. And Jenks will come down with the rebound. He'll feed to Ruvel Cotta coming up the left wing. Now cheating to center circle. And Wilkaba to Jenks at the top of the key. He'll hand off to Barajas. Can't get the 3 off with Gonzalez on him. Now to Rubalcaba. 13 on the shot clock. Directing traffic. It's Gonzalez and Barajas on one another. Feed to Barajas. Goes up against Gonzalez. Shot ends up being no good. Jenks will come down with the rebound. And the problem is the shot did not touch rim. So we've got a shot clock violation. 3:33 and running to go. We'll give the ball to Decime. And he'll feed to Kirschbaum, and we'll give back to the Walla Walla transfer. As Decime, cheating to the left, feed to Gonzalez, quickly launches a 3. Almost banked it home. Rebound, Rubalcaba. And say this for Jesse Gonzalez, he has a quick release. As Rubalcaba pulls up at the top, he'll feed to Jenks. Working on Decime, drives into the key. He then drives down the right lane and lays it up and in. Does Jenks. his first bucket of the fourth quarter as Decime will bring it up. Landon dribbling back and forth. Feed to Sean Thorpe. Now to Gonzalez for a long three. No good. Rebound Perks. Wanted to feed back to Gonzalez. Thorpe wanted to feed him. Ends up going in the backcourt. It's going to be picked up by 22. Then feed to, he goes down the right lane. Does Barras as we let him do it. He got into double digits with 2:30 to go in the game. We're going to take a timeout with the Hawks trailing 85-34 here in Royal City. Back with more. You're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Transmission, gearbox, and coolant service intervals range from 30 to 60 to even 90,000 miles. At Walla Walla Transmission, we know that transmission fluid, like engine oil, breaks down at varying rates depending on driving conditions and habits, which can make your vehicle vulnerable to costly transmission repairs. And while transmission repair is our specialty, we want to help you avoid costly repairs with our expert transmission maintenance service. Come see us at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
2:30 to go in the game here in Royal and in the season, frankly. And we trail big. It's 85-34 as Sean Thorpe will bring it up for the Hawks. Thorpe working on, I believe that wasn't Fielding, that was Stone Andra, and wanted to feed Ryan Gorton in the right corner, and we throw the ball away. The clock continues to run as Andra will bring it up, having been fed by, is that Major Andra? Nope. I don't even know who number three is. We got number three and 22 out there as Barajas working down baseline. Ends up feeding to, who is that? That was Anderson Brown on the right block. Gets his first bucket of the game. Coming under 2 minutes to go as Thorpe will walk it up. He'll feed to Gorton in the right corner. And then we got a charge. Or are they saying it just, it must have stepped on the sideline because I never saw a call. As Andrew will walk it up, and who's, I guess he's feeding Adrian Padilla, I don't know, to Barajas. Now to 23, and then who was that? Yeah, that was Brown, who wanted to feed to Brian Larson, but ended up tossing the ball away. So Thorpe will inbound to Decime. And see if he can free Gonzalez for a couple more looks. As Gorton has the ball on the right wing, he'll pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. And Brown will come down with the rebound. He'll then feed to Andra. Andra on the left wing to Padilla. Then down low to Larson, who brings it back out to Andra. Now to Padilla. Now down low to, that was Larson stepping back against Creeley. Shot goes in and out, no good. And Decime will come down with the rebound with 42 seconds to go in the game. Up court to Gonzalez. Has to chase the ball. He'll end up pulling up for the three anyway. Ends up being an air ball. Feeds Gonzalez down low to Kyler Creeley. Oh, he can't make it drop. Oh, man. Creeley had the offensive rebound and fed Gonzalez down low, and Jesse couldn't finish it. Got half a second between shot clock and game clock, and now 18 seconds to go as a three-pointer is no good, and Barajas has the ball up top after the offensive rebound. Then he's going to feed Larson, who drives in, tries to dunk and fails. I'm happy to report a failed dunk. As they're going to feed to Padilla. Now to Barajas. Head fakes. They're going to shoot from the corner. And they hit. My God. Larson hits a three from the right corner as the clock expires. And the Hawks will fall to the Royal Knights. 90-34 to end the regular season. We'll be back with totals. When we return here from Royal City, you're listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Like humans, poor dental health in pets can lead to bad breath, tooth loss, infections, malnutrition, and a host of other medical problems. Your veterinarian can show you how to keep your pet's teeth clean and healthy, as well as provide dental care when it is needed. Make regular dental care a part of a comprehensive health care plan for your pets today. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here at Royal City, and the Hawks fall to the Knights 90-34 in the season finale. And the Hawks season ends here today because we did not qualify for the playoffs. Let's go ahead and take a look at the unofficial scoring summary. For Royal, got Jerry Fielding with 2 points, Fisher Livingston with 2 points, Manny Ruvalcaba with 3 points. Oh, I missed Anderson Brown with 3 points. Brian Larson, 5 points. Let's see. Who do we have next? That's right. Isaias Barajas, the senior, getting 11 points. And every time he scored, the fans went completely berserk. Dax Jenks with 15 points. Graham Palmer coming off the bench, 21 points, including 5. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, 3. And then Grant Wardner, his second game in a row against us, 34 points. 16 in the first half. For the Hawks, seniors Ryan Gorton and Landon Decime are going to graduate, having put a little bit more on their scoring summary. Both Gorton and Decime with 2 points apiece. Evan Geese with 4 points. Caden Kirschbaum with 8 points. John Perks leading all Hawks scorers with 18 points. And as a result of this, the Hawks are going to finish the season. Let me bring up the standings here really quickly. Hawks going to finish the season at 2-14, 4-16. Certainly not the campaign that Kirk Pumphrey was hoping for, but injuries to Logan Hafen and most notably to Zeke Hartwell certainly contributed to some of the struggles that we were having this season. So what's coming up next for the Hawks? Well, in terms of basketball, it's going to end up being next December. This is the last game of the season. I want to take this opportunity to thank Coach Kurt Pumphrey for his notes in particular over the course of the season. Tremendously helpful in bolstering these broadcasts. I want to thank the community of College Place for being supportive of these broadcasts, and especially want to thank Rod Fazzari and the staff at Two Hearts Communications for giving you an opportunity to listen and me an opportunity to broadcast. I hear some compliments from folks, and I appreciate the fact that you enjoy the broadcast, but I got to tell you, you don't enjoy listening to them as much as I enjoy doing them. Thank you very much for the opportunity. I hope we get to meet again. You have been listening to Hawk Basketball on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
You've been listening to exclusive coverage of College Place High School Hawks basketball on 102.3 FM KGDC2. Join us again next time for Hawks Radio right here on Walla Walla's KGDC2. We now return you to our regularly scheduled programming.